It seems that every few months we hear about a professional athlete who's been caught cheating. They're examples of a part of our society that condones winning no matter what the cost. That being number one is more important than doing your best. That being guilty only happens when you get caught. Those aren't Christ's values. Jesus understands that drive within us, seen so clearly in James and John's request to sit on either side of him in his kingdom. Jesus doesn't rebuke them for their request, but he redirects their ambition. Jesus tells his disciples in today's gospel reading, and us disciples today, that following Jesus means putting others first, putting their needs ahead of our own, not fretting about becoming number one. This was a radical message when Jesus first spoke it, and it remains so today in our very competitive and sometimes our win at any cost society. In the Roman Empire, back in Jesus' day, the idea of service to someone wouldn't make sense. People took care of their immediate family, but beyond that, they lived by the principle, every man for himself. You're on your own. Marriages and friendships could be very tenuous. Jewish culture was the exception. There was a limited sense of service there. But Jesus ups the ante. He makes service a principle of living for his followers, a mark of discipleship, a prime Christian value. We just heard Jesus make clear to us disciples that the way of Christian life isn't about glory, but of service. Greatness is in service to people, helping others, being with them. Service is first to your brothers and sisters in your Christian family, and then reaching out to unbelievers. Jesus points to his life as the example for us to follow. He puts it well in words when he says, "The Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve." Putting yourself after others gives you greatness in the kingdom of God. Real glory comes from serving people. Once again, Jesus turns upside down the values of the world when he says leadership isn't dominance, isn't being on top, but service. Jesus has the bigger picture. He knows that if people lived serving others, it would purify and refresh any culture. Service is love. It's how we were wired by our Creator in the Garden of Eden before the fall. The original motivation in us was to serve and help each other before original sin that turned our ambition selfishly inwards. Jesus wants to pull us back to how we were designed to be. He tells us to see the world differently and to respond to it differently. So as followers of Jesus, we Christians have to change our way of thinking from what am I going to get to what do I need to give. Let's start here in our parish family. What does service look like here? Well, let me show you. I couldn't have asked for a better gospel reading today. No matter what it was going to be, I was going to make this the day I asked everyone to volunteer for some service here. I didn't want to make 250 phone calls again like last year, huh? So this is a group call, but I'm still asking each of you to individually serve. I think every family has some chores for its members to keep the household going. And it's no different in your second family, the parish family you belong to. I'd like you to look at our service opportunities here and then to pray about it for a minute. If you're able and believe today's gospel and want to live it, I ask you to volunteer here in some capacity for 1 year. Tip your toes in the water just for 1 year, okay? We'll give you any training you need. This will be a visible sign that we really are an amazing parish family. If you're sitting at either end of your pews, please pass down the volunteer cards on the end towards the middle, along with the pens. We'll take 5 minutes now so you can decide if and how you would like to serve. Print your name and circle your choice.